Thank you, Pastor. It's a blessing to be in the service tonight. What a privilege it's been to be here in these days since Monday night and then service all day today. The good preaching of the Word of God, how it's touched our heart. I appreciate the messages that have spoken to our heart and reproved and rebuked and exhorted. And I appreciate that. And it's good to be in the service tonight. Appreciate the presence of the Lord, power of God that's been manifested around here tonight. What a joy it is. And I appreciate the Lord tonight. I'm glad to be saved. I call your attention to Genesis 37, if you have a Bible with you tonight. Genesis chapter 37. And I'll begin reading there tonight with verse number 29. Genesis chapter 37 and verse number 29. I do appreciate the Lord blessing us this week and being mindful of us. Thank you, Brother Massengill, for the privilege to come. And church, thank you for all the hard labor, work, and sacrifice that you've made to make this meeting possible. And I praise the Lord for it. Amen. All right, Genesis chapter 37. We'll look at verse number 29. If you found your place, you're physically able, I invite you to stand with us. And by standing, we'll honor and reverence the reading of God's precious word. If you're able to remain standing after we read these verses, then we'll look to the Lord in a word of prayer, and I appreciate so much you praying for us tonight. Here in Genesis 37, the story has come to the place in Joseph's life where he has been put in the pit by his brethren, raised out of the pit, and then sold to the Ishmaelites, and they are bringing Joseph into Egypt. And just as they leave to go to Egypt, Reuben comes on the scene. For it was Reuben's intention, according to the scripture, to deliver Joseph from that pit. Notice with us as we begin reading there. The Bible said, and Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, the child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat, and killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it, and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. Jacob rent his clothes and put the sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for the privilege to be here tonight. Thank you for the privilege to be here in these days. Thank you for what you've done around here already in the service this afternoon and already tonight. Thank you for the wonderful preaching, Brother Roland, Lord, the message that he gave to us. I thank you for the good singing tonight, how it has stirred our heart, and praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you for every person that's in the building tonight. And I pray now, Lord, you'd help us as we endeavor to preach. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you, dear Lord, for the open door. And I pray now you'd give us unction and utterance. Empower us, enable us, permit us to preach. May the word of God go forth from these lips in the power, demonstration of the Spirit of God. May it find lodging in hearts and lives. Would you have mercy and waken sinners and draw them to you tonight? Would you stir the saints? Oh, would you feed the flock of God? Would you have your way among us? Reveal yourself to every one of us. Reveal each one of us our need of you. Don't leave us like we've come. Don't leave us unchanged, but work effectually and mightily in and through all of our lives tonight. Above everything that's done, get glory and honor to your high and holy name. What you're pleased to do in, through, and for us, we'll thank you, we'll praise you, for we ask what we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing tonight. I want to preach from this passage, if the Lord will permit me and you will pray for me for just a few moments, on deceiving the deceiver. Deceiving the deceiver. Here, Jacob, my friend, has been deceived by his sons. We know the thrust of the story. The main point of the story is Joseph's brethren and their dealing with him. We know, according to the scripture, that the Bible said in verse 3 that Israel loved Joseph more than his other children because he was the son of his old age. The Bible said when his brethren, that is Joseph's brethren, saw that their father loved Joseph more than he did them, they hated Joseph. Verse 5 said they hated him. Verse 11 said they envied him. And then in verse 18, they conspired against him. But not only did they try to do harm to Joseph because of their hatred and their envy of him, but now they are getting at their father for his love for Joseph. And this man, Jacob, who all of his life has been a deceiver, a trickster, a supplanter, and has gotten his way, my friend, through those conniving means, is now going to be deceived. The deceiver is going to be deceived. I want to say to you tonight that all of us from the fleshly or the carnal standpoint have, my friend, the probability, my friend, to be misled or misdirected tonight. You see, we have to walk by faith, not by sight. If you rely on your emotions, if you rely simply on your feelings, amen, and if you rely sometimes on what you see, you might be deceived. But it is human nature, my friend, to be negative. It is human nature to assume the worst, thank God, to look at the dark side and to be pessimistic. And the only thing that can change that is the Word of God, the Word of the Lord that gives us hope, that gives us help, and inspires faith in our life. Amen. Faith does come by hearing, and hearing does come by the Word of God. I believe you must hear the Word of God to be saved. I believe you must hear the Word of God to serve and to be pleasing unto the Lord. And here is Jacob. He's being deceived. Hear me, friend. He is deceived by his own sons. Notice, my friend, after they've sold Joseph, and of course, they're deciding what they're going to do. The Bible said they take Joseph's coat, my friend, and kill a kid of the goats and dip the coat in blood. Amen. And the Bible said in verse 32, they sent the coat of many colors and brought it to their father. Amen. Sent the coat. The scripture would almost indicate that the brothers don't actually bring the coat themselves, but they have it sent by the servants. Amen. They know about Jacob. They know his love for his son. They know, thank God, my friend, that he will assume the worst. Amen. And so they lay the coat, or have the coat sent to him through the servants, and lay it before their eyes and let him assume what he will. They don't say a word. They don't say, we found Joseph's coat and an animal has killed him. They don't say, we saw it happen. They just sent the coat by the servants and say, is this your son's coat or no? And the rest is left up unto Jacob. Amen. Hear me, friend. Satan is very sly and cunning in his dealings with us. And sometimes, my friend, he deceives us and defeats us simply by laying a bloody coat in our path, in front of our eyes, and then letting our imagination run wild and letting us assume that certain things are like they are. Hey, God, and we deceive ourselves, amen, into believing that's the way it is and it cannot be changed. And so it was with Jacob. Amen.
First of all, tonight, I want you to notice the admittance from Jacob of the assumption. He's living now, or fixing, thank God, to live his life based on an assumption. What he assumes to be true. Nobody's told him. Amen. All the servants have done is laid a coat before him and said, is this Joseph's coat? Amen. And the Bible said in verse 33, he knew it. He knew it was Joseph's coat. He knew it was a coat of many colors and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath done this. It has devoured him. And notice what he says. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. He's without doubt rent in pieces. We'll never find him. It's over with. The son that I've loved the most is gone. Oh, my friend, he is admitting an assumption. His sons knew that he would, and they laid this before him. And how Satan knows our very makeup, amen, our tendencies, ain't got to look at, my friend, what he lays in our path, and we assume, ain't God, my friend, the worst. We assume, ain't God, and Jacob even said, without a doubt, he's rent in pieces. Amen. There can be no doubt, since I've seen this coat with blood on it, that Joseph is dead. Amen. There's no doubt about it. But yet, it was a deceptive plan. Amen. And Jacob was being deceived tonight. Amen. And so there's the admittance of the assumption. Secondly, I want you to notice the anguish of the assumption. In verse 34, the Bible said Jacob rent his clothes, put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. Amen. It was real to Jacob. It was so real, amen, that my friend tore his clothes, got in sackcloth and ashes, and mourned for many days, because he said, without a doubt, Joseph is rent in pieces. But wait a minute, Jacob, you're being deceived. You're living on an assumption. Amen. But it brought anguish into his soul. Is anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. The bitterness, the tears, the hurt, the loneliness. He's going through all of it. Amen. And yet, it's all deception. Yet, it's all untrue. Is anybody hearing me tonight? There's the admittance of the assumption. And now there's the anguish of the assumption. Thirdly, I want you to notice in verse 35, the allowance of the assumption. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. They came around, amen, and put their arms around Daddy and said, I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry, Joseph is gone. Amen. These fellas knew what was going on. They knew exactly what had taken place with Joseph, but they allowed Jacob to be deceived. Thank God they allowed him to admit to the assumption and now to be grieved or in anguish over that assumption. Can you imagine the hard-heartedness of these boys that watched their daddy weep, watched their daddy dwindle day after day and keep mourning over a son, and they'll never say a word but just play hush mouth and allow their daddy to live in anguish and in pain and in sorrow of believing a lie. Is anybody hearing me tonight? Every preacher, every, just about every child of God that's been saved any amount of time in your living for the Lord will face persecution. Sometimes you'll face those, amen, that will tell untruths, amen, on you or lie about you, if you want to just be blunt and plain with it tonight. Amen. And that's hurtful. And that's a bitter pill to swallow. Amen. But I'll tell you, I think what grieves my heart more than anything else, ain't God more than those that I will just out and out lie on you, is those that know the truth, those that know better, those that know it's not so, and yet they allow it to go on. They could tell you different, they could tell others different, but they remain hush mouth. They won't say a word. Amen. Oh yeah. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. You see, these boys are not only getting back at Joseph, they're getting back at Jacob. Amen. Oh, there's a lot of rumors could have been stopped by people that knew better if they just said it's not proceeding no further than right here. You've come to me with it today. I know better, amen, than what you are saying. Hey, and it stops here, amen. Oh, hallelujah. But they allow it. They permit it. Hallelujah. And the reason they do is because evidently they've got something to get at you with. They harbor some kind of envy or hatred in their heart. And though they may not have started the rumor, though they may not be a part of the lie, they just allow it to go on. I believe that's the most hurtful for those that know the truth and won't speak up and say that's not the way it is. Just allow the assumption. Amen. And so I submit to you tonight, there's the admittance of the assumption. Amen. There is the anguish of the assumption, and there's the allowance of the assumption. And then I want you to notice in verse 35 the attitude concerning the assumption. Amen. Jacob is assuming Joseph is rent in pieces. Jacob is assuming that an evil beast has devoured him. Amen. And he's admitted to it. He spoke out about it. He's now in anguish over it. And his sons are allowing it. They could have told him different, but it's almost like they like to watch him hurt. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight. Have you ever seen that crowd that seemed like almost gets a thrill out of seeing God's people hurt? Amen. Now notice his attitude toward the assumption. Verse 35, the Bible said his sons and his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, I will go down into the grave under my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. Jacob says, it's over with. Jacob said, since I've seen that bloody coat, there's no need for me to live. Jacob said, since Joseph has been rent in pieces and an evil beast has devoured him, no doubt, he said, I'm just going to go down to my grave mourning. Hallelujah. And all of his children and all of his grandchildren could not comfort him. He refused to be comforted. Amen. Oh yeah, hey God, he is living with this assumption, and his attitude is, there cannot be any more life for me. There can be nothing else. This is the end of the line. And I'm not trying tonight to minimize anybody's trial, anybody's temptation, or anybody's tragedy tonight. I want to tell you, God does not mean for us to live, amen, with an attitude that we just have to finish out our days of mourning and grieving and in anguish. Hallelujah. Oh, what did Jacob miss? Because he refused to be comforted. Amen. What could have Jacob could have enjoyed with family? But he kept looking to that bloody coat and said, I can't go on. Amen. Oh my tonight. Hallelujah. May I say this tonight? If you feel like tonight, whatever's come in your life, amen, whatever's happened to you, whatever trial or tragedy has come in your life tonight, that it's over with, and you might as well just sit down and give up. That's what Jacob did. Hallelujah. He refused to be comforted and said, I'm going to go down to the grave mourning and refusing to be comforted. Never see the good in anything else. Hallelujah. But he's living on an assumption. He says, without doubt. Yep, there's some doubt. Hallelujah. Woo. May I say this tonight? When we take that attitude that there's no more joy left, that there's no more life left, that there's no more hope or help left, it's a terrible shape to live in. Friend, we know not what joyful days Providence may have yet reserved for us. Woo! Jacob, if you can just understand. Woo! All of your tears and all of your anger and all of your pain. Woo! Hey, God, doesn't mean a thing. There's going to be some days of rejoicing left. Woo! Oh, bless his name tonight. It's not, no. There's something else, amen. Hallelujah. By the way, sometimes it's not more comfort that we need, amen, in these times, but we simply need to have or need to be undeceived. If I could just get a little more comfort, if somebody would just show me a little more sympathy, if somebody would just let me cry on their shoulder, hey, hallelujah. If I could just look and say, look at me, look what I'm facing, look what we're going through, my Lord, tonight, look away from the bloody coat and realize Providence may have some better days and some days of rejoicing and joy, hallelujah. Hey. And it may not be comfort you need at all, but just have your eyes open and be undeceived. Amen. Now, God's providences often seem to contradict his purposes. But even then, they're serving them and working, even if it may be at a distance, towards the accomplishment of them. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh yes. And so it was. Jacob couldn't understand it, and I don't know if Joseph did. Hallelujah. But God had something else in mind. The verse is Psalms 76 and verse 10. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath thou shalt restrain. Hallelujah. Amen. He took the wrath of these boys to get Jacob to Egypt. They had more than what? Just putting him in the pit. They wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. But God restrained that wrath. Are y'all hearing me? And now they deceived Jacob. And Jacob said, I'm going to die like this. Oh, I'm gonna live in the past. There's no future for me. Hey, hear me, friend. But God had something in mind, and God had a greater plan, and Providence had days of still joy for his life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Might I say tonight that as far as Jacob was concerned, it was over. Amen. May I say, as far as Jacob was concerned, he had beheld a bloody coat and determined without doubt Joseph was rent in pieces. Hallelujah. But can I say tonight, it's not over till it's over. And tonight, if the world, if your old flesh, or the devil has showed you tonight a bloody coat, and you've been living on an assumption, or you've been living deceived, or defeated, and you think there's no use, and you think that's the end, maybe you need to take another look tonight at the bloody coat and realize that ain't Joseph's blood, and realize, hallelujah, it's not like you thought it was. It's not like you assumed it was. Woo! Look away from the circumstance. Look away from the situation. And look again to the God of glory. Oh, I don't know how to preach this, but may I say tonight, if there are sinners in our midst tonight, and sin has gnawed and chewed on your life and brought you to the brink of despair. Amen. And you think life's not worth living and there's no use to go on and you don't know where to turn tonight. And you looked at a bloody coat and the devil said it's over with. Can I remind you tonight, there is help, there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Look away from your sin. Look away from your sins. Look away from yourself. Look away from your surroundings. Look away from your sorrow and focus your eyes on the Savior tonight. There may be a saint here tonight, amen, that has come through situations and sorrow in your life, and you beheld a bloody coat and think that's the end. I want to say to you tonight, maybe you ought to look at it again. Hallelujah. Amen. But my child's wayward. I don't see any hope. Maybe you need to look at that coat again. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God tonight. Do you reckon some of us have looked at a bloody coat and thrown in the towel and said it's over, and yet God has something greater in store for us if we'll look away from the circumstance and behold him tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This seems to be Jacob's attitude for his life. And though there was the admittance and the allowance and the anguish, and the attitude of assumption, I'm glad there was a change took place. Amen. It's not in this chapter, but if you'll permit me tonight, I'd like to get to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis 45 and verse 25. I call it the awakening concerning the assumption. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If my addition is right, thank God at this time it's been 22 years. Hey, God, since he looked at that coat of many colors, and he's been living under that assumption and that deception all the while. Amen. But one day there come an awakening. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. God help. And something came in his life that made him go back in that back room. Amen. Hey, God, where he had that cherished bloody coat that he looked at every day and wept, and take another look at it and say, you know what? That may not be like I thought it was. Woo! Hallelujah. Genesis 45, verse 25. And they went up out of the land of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father. This is Joseph's brethren. After he's been revealed to them that he's alive, hallelujah, that he's Lord of Egypt. And he sent them back to get daddy and the rest of their family and bring them back to Egypt. Hey, so here they come in. And the Bible said in verse 26 of Genesis 45, and told him, that is Jacob, saying, Joseph is yet alive. Woo! He is governor over all the land of Egypt. Amen. My, what an awakening. After living 22 years, thinking without a doubt, Joseph is rent in pieces. Hallelujah. Here come the boys busting in the room and saying, hey, daddy, Joseph is yet alive. Hallelujah. You thought it was over. You thought there could be nothing else. But take another look, daddy. Joseph is not dead. He's yet alive. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know who got in the door first. Amen. No doubt they sprinted to get in to tell him. But by the time they all got in there, there's all a talking. Amen. He ain't dead, daddy. He's yet alive. And he's not just alive. He's governor over all the land. He's Lord of Egypt. He's got the keys to the corn crib. Hey, daddy. He said for us to move down there. And he'd take care of us. The famine's going to be on 5 more years. But he said he'd provide for us. Wow. He's yet alive. Amen. And Jacob's heart fainted. Jacob's heart fainted. I need some wind. Hallelujah. Amen. Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. I've been like this so long. I've felt this way so long. Hey, sinner, you've been lost like that so long. Child of God, you've been discouraged for so long. You've said it's over and kept looking at the bloody coat. But I got news, it ain't over till it's over. And Jacob found out that Joseph was yet alive. Woo! There's help for your dying soul. There's help for your saint of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But Jacob's heart fainted. He believed them not. How can it be true? I've lived under this assumption all these years. How can that be different? Oh yeah. Amen. And they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said to them. Amen. And when he saw the wagons, there you are, Brother Ains. I ain't gonna preach it. Help yourself. Will you mind if I at least tell them what you said? Hallelujah. Brother Ains told me the other day, he said, I heard him preach them wagons was loaded. How many said it was loaded? How was it going to take them back to Egypt? They must have been empty, hallelujah. I know they had provisions for the way, but the wagons had the Egyptian signal on it. Pharaoh's stamp, hallelujah. Hey, Daddy Joseph is yet alive. He's Lord of Egypt. And he sent Pharaoh's wagons to carry us all back down there. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Why'd they need full wagons? They was leaving anyhow. They wasn't staying where they was at. They was moving out. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I might have been praying lately for the wrong thing. Hallelujah. I just, all I need and you need is provision for the journey. Hey, we don't need a whole wagon load of stuff. We're fixing to move out of here anyhow. We're not a staying here. Hey. Woo! I may not need nothing else. Hallelujah. The wagons are coming to carry us to the other world. Amen. Hallelujah. And they heard, Jacob heard what they said. The Bible said Jacob's heart fainted. But when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Verse 26, Jacob's heart fainted, the deceiver. Verse 28 said, and Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go see him before I die. Jacob fainted, that's the flesh. But Israel come alive. Israel was revived and said, it's true. He's alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. There's an awakening concerning the assumption. And lastly, chapter 46, hallelujah, there's an altering of the assumption. Amen. Chapter 46, verse 29, they come to Egypt now, and Joseph made ready his chariot and went to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know how to get it over to you tonight if you ain't got it yet, but can I say, if you've been looking at a bloody coat, take another look tonight. If you've been rubbing a bloody coat and said that's the end, thank God, look away from the bloody coat. And instead of rubbing around on the bloody coat and weeping tonight, thank God, if you look up, providence may let you hug the neck of that one that you thought dead. There's no hope for. Amen.
And if you sit down and said it's over, look back tonight. It's not over till God says it's over. Hallelujah. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Eve ate of that fruit, gave to Adam, and he ate it. And the devil said, it's over. But God said, that woman's going to be saved in childbearing. And from the seed of that woman, I'll come him that'll bruise the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. Cain slew Abel, and the devil said, it's over. But God said, I'll give you Seth. Hallelujah. Amen. Man got so evil that God had to destroy him. And the devil said, it's over. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. And he raised up a nation. But they wandered from those principles and those ordinances and became so vile that God didn't say nothing to them for 400 years. And the devil said, it's over. Hallelujah. But on a starlit night outside Bethlehem was born the Lamb of God. Bless his holy and righteous name. And that babe lived a sinless life and was the very Son of God and God the Son, and went out to Calvary and laid his life down and was numbered for the transgressors and gave his life that we could be saved. And on the cross he yielded up the ghost and said, it's finished. And the devil said, it's over. But 3 days and 3 nights later, hallelujah, he come out of the grave with the keys of hell and death and said, I am he that was dead, and behold, I'm alive and alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And because of Adam's fall, we was all born in sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. And when we reach that age of accountability, the law pointed its finger at us and said, you're guilty. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. And the devil looked at you and I and said, it's over with. Thank God for the preaching of the gospel and the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. And somewhere at an altar of prayer, when we cried out for mercy, God brought us out from condemnation and justified us, saved us, regenerated us, forgave us of our sin, made us saints, made us accepted in the beloved. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, and any number of scenarios that I could name tonight. When we look at our world, thank God, the social world, religious world, and the church world, who I can paint a dim and a dark picture tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, from the economic standpoint to the political, amen, to the social upheaval, thank God, to the religion, and the a terrible church condition, the Laodicean age that we find ourselves. Hallelujah. The devil might look and say, it's over. Woo! But I want to say tonight, it ain't over till he says it's over. Hallelujah. Amen. And behold, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. And then the world better take another look at that bloody coat, that bloody garment. Hallelujah. For that was dipped in his own blood at Calvary. The next time, it's going to be dipped with the blood of his enemies. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Woo! And he's coming in great power and glory. He's not coming as a suffering servant. Thank God. But the reigning King, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Woo! It ain't over, church. It ain't over, preacher. It ain't over, saints. Thank God. Yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. There may be a pastor here tonight that's been looking at a bloody coat, and I'm assuming the worst. And the devil's telling you it's over. Your mother will take another look at it tonight. Providence has probably got something else in mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe a mom or dad here tonight has looked at a bloody coat and said there's no need. Might want to take another look at it tonight. You might just be assuming some things. And providence may be working a different thing in the end. Maybe a young person here tonight that thinks it's over with. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight. Providence, the providence of God, can work a great miracle in your life tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Oh, thank God. Oh, bless his name tonight. If you need to pray, would you come tonight, Lord, preacher?